As more people in Ohio contract COVID-19, people with symptoms are trying to navigate the healthcare system and access testing, but that's causing some confusion along the way. For Carlos Del Rio, it started last week with a headache that felt like a hangover.
And then the next day, it felt like I'd like swallowed a glass full of sand. My throat was just incredibly raw, like my eyes were tearing. It was so raw.
Del Rio is asthmatic, so he's at higher risk of becoming severely ill with COVID-19, which attacks the upper respiratory system. The World Health Organization lists asthma among other pre-existing conditions like diabetes and heart disease that could make people more vulnerable. So he called his primary care doctor, and his primary care doctor told him to call the Ohio Department of Health's coronavirus line.
When I called at 9:30 in the morning, they said, we're open every day from 9 to 5. And then there was an immediate follow-up message that said, we are currently closed due to call volume. So I've tried back each day. And when I call the number, it says, user busy.
To be safe, Del Rio is functioning under the assumption that he has it. He called people he was in contact with before he isolated himself, and he's avoiding contact with his two young kids and his wife. But people experiencing symptoms like Del Rio are not actually supposed to call the Ohio Department of Health phone number for help with testing. Instead, ODH says people with symptoms should call their primary care doctor if they have one. If someone has mild symptoms, the physician should instruct them to self-isolate at home. If the clinician decides testing or treatment are needed, the doctor then orders a test. But Governor Mike DeWine urges Ohioans not to focus on testing at all.
This is understandable. But if we have said all along, the vast majority of Ohioans who have symptoms do not need to get tested for the coronavirus.
That's because testing remains scarce in the state, says Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Amy Acton.
We're trying to use it for the most high risk. So many people might be told, many of us will end up having COVID and be asked just, don't even get tested, stay home and ride it out like the flu if you're healthy.
If approved for a test, patients will be linked with a nearby testing center. Many local hospitals are setting up drive-through testing sites. Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center has outdoor testing stations, but it's only available for patients of the health system who are pre-approved for a test. There's no word on what Ohio Health and Mount Carmel have planned. Acton says if someone is not pre-approved for a test, but their symptoms get drastically worse, they should go to the emergency room.
If you really start to have difficulty breathing, no matter who you are, even if you were previously healthy, that's when you take action, you do something about it. You call ahead, as we've always said. Don't go into a waiting room. Call ahead first so they know that you're suspected, and they'll whisk you into a room and close that door, and the healthcare providers will remain protected.
After several days of calling, Carlos Del Rio reached the Ohio Department of Health. They redirected him back to square one, telling him to call his primary care physician again. He did that, and eventually he was added to a list to get a test. But he says he still isn't sure where or how to access it. Paige Flager, WOSU News.